You might know Brent Watkins from his wonderful trio and all sorts of groups with South Texas jazz. They play weddings, they play concerts in halls, and you're going to be on the stage of the Empire coming up on June 11th. How did you decide to do this concert?
Well, we started talking about it about 6 months ago, and you know, we do so many events every year, and a lot of restaurant gigs downtown, which is great, but oftentimes, you know, everything from dinner to dancing to conversation is going on, and you know, the band can get a little bit lost in the background at times. And we thought, you know, we've got a really great group. It's a really special cast of characters, and we're playing some really good stuff. We need to find a way to showcase this music. It really needs to be heard in an ideal setting. And so we started looking into ways in which we could have a concert, you know, possible themes for a concert, possible venues, and decided that we were going to do a concert at the Charlene McCombs Empire Theater, and it'd be a musical tribute to Oscar Peterson, who is one of the jazz legends that we really revere. And so we're going to be doing a lot of his music and then a few things of our own and then a couple other things on top of that.
Oh, it's going to be fun stuff. It's coming up on June the 11th there at the Empire Theater, just off St. Mary Street in Houston. Mm-hmm. This is, I know you guys, I've seen the big, all the brass. I've seen very intimate, just a singer and piano. This is sort of a standard. It's almost like a string quartet of jazz. This mm-hmm. is a jazz trio. So this is piano, bass, and drums, right?
Right. And we're going to have a couple special guests join us for select tunes, but essentially the concert, it's a piano trio concert, and the classic jazz piano trio of piano, bass, and drums is something that Art Tatum did in the 1940s. It's something that Oscar Peterson did for most of his career. All the great jazz pianists, Bill Evans, Red Garland, Ahmad Jamal, they really owned this sound of the trio. We're calling the concert the sound of the trio. And it's all about that classic jazz piano trio sound. And so we're keeping it to the trio. And like I said, we're going to have a couple other guests, but it's really going to be showcasing that particular genre, the interaction between those three instruments and the possibilities between those three instruments and so on.
Now, you were talking about the idea of being able to concentrate on the sound, and this is a sort of ideal space to be able to mm-hmm. – it's intimate enough that you guys are going to be able to be right there on stage, mm-hmm. but it's also sort of a – with the great idea of sort of a concert hall mm-hmm. acoustics.
Right. Well, the Empire Theater is about – I think it's 900 seats roughly. So it's not a small venue. It's not as big as the Majestic, but it is one of the bigger concert venues in town. And so but we played there. Part of the reason we decided to have it at the Empire was we played an event there last fall, and I just loved it. I love the acoustics of the room. I love the architecture of the room. I love how it feels big enough to be a concert hall, but it also has an intimate quality to it. And it's a theater that I feel doesn't get utilized nearly enough in this city. There are a number of concerts that take place every month there, but I feel like that's really a gem of a theater, and we wanted to use it.
Well, the concert's at 7:30 on mm-hmm. the 11th, and it's one of those things that you don't have to know Oscar Peterson to go right. and enjoy this, right?
Not at all. You know, for those folks that love Oscar Peterson, that have all his records, that grew up on that music, they're going to recognize a lot of the arrangements that we're playing. They're really going to understand and appreciate the connection. But, you know, at the end of the day, the kind of music that we play and the kind of music that Oscar played was music that was not hard to love. You sit there and you can't help but tap your foot. You know, Oscar Peterson and Count Basie, the famous big band leader Count Basie, they were friends. And somebody asked Basie one time, "How do you choose the tunes that you guys play?" And he said, "It's simple. If we're playing a tune and I look out and people aren't tapping their feet, then we don't play that tune anymore. And if they are, then we put it in the book." And I think that really, there's a lot there, you know, and that's kind of our approach. If people are digging it and are tapping their feet and are liking it, then that's the kind of stuff we play. And so, yeah, you don't have to have a degree in music or jazz or any kind of historical understanding of the music to appreciate the concert. It should be very accessible to all.
I think my favorite quote from a jazzer is that all music's folk music. I've never heard a horse hum.
I think that's Louis Armstrong, yeah, right? I love that quote too. I never heard a horse hum.
So yeah, there's one of those things that, yeah, all music, you know, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's good and bad music. Those
absolutely
are the two kinds, you know. Other than that, you know, right. Genres. One of my big heroes, Itzhak Perlman, mm-hmm. has played with Oscar Peterson. I love that album.
Me too. I used to listen to that album in college and before that in high school. So I've had that album for almost 20 years, and it's incredible what those two guys pulled off together. Is really really. I could listen to that album every day and never get tired of it.
Brent Watkins is from South Texas Jazz, and he's here in the studios at Texas Public Radio. Has a concert next Tuesday at 7:30 at the Charlene McCombs Empire Theater. Where can folks find out more information?
You can go to southtexasjazz.com for more information about the concert, or you can just go to Ticketmaster and look us up. Look up what's happening at the Empire Theater on June 11th, or search for my name. Or you can just call the Majestic box office. So South Texas Jazz or Ticketmaster or the Majestic box office are all good sources.
Oh, cool. And this is something, if you can catch Tuesday, you're going to really enjoy. And it's a preview sort of to your Carnegie Hall concert, right?
Yes, we're going to be giving this program on Wednesday, January 29th at Carnegie Hall in New York City. And we are thrilled. And we just made that announcement about a week ago. And so this is a chance for folks to hear the exact same program that we'll be playing in Carnegie Hall in San Antonio.
Oh, excellent. Well, we'll be keeping an eye out there. And we know we enjoy seeing you at Bohannon's and Esquire and all over town. And look forward to you at the Empire.
Thank you very much, John. Me too.